Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today Dave and Bethley conclude their series on the challenging seasons of life and midlife crisis. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
And there is something amazing in the church when you have people that have gone down through life, they're getting older now,
yes.
They're in midlife crisis or beyond, and they're happy.
Amazing,
all is well. It's such an incredible testimony to the truth of Scripture,
right?
To the value of living the truth of Scripture, and so there's a ton going on just during this time. And so how do you handle it? There's a lot we could talk about, but the midlife crisis is real. I do want to say that it is real.
It is real.
It is a time when oftentimes the guy's just really struggling, or the wife is just really struggling,
right?
We're evaluating financially and our family and our job and our house. And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of dread. Sometimes it is hard to be positive about getting old.
Right.
And it really is, because there's the tiredness.
Yes.
As you get older, there's the weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
My boys will joke sometimes about, I've gained a little bit of weight. And I'm in no way, shape, or form a large man.
No.
But I have gained some weight, and I always say to the boys, well, just keep joking, because your time is coming. and it is so true. But there's also disappointments. There's regrets. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd have done things differently in my 30s, or I wish we'd have done things differently when we were raising our children. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a very, very tough time.
Right.
But what do we do about it? We've got a few moments here, so let's just talk about what we do about it.
I think you had a scripture passage.
I do.
So
let me read you a passage in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 13 and following. Peter says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end." Catch that little phrase, hope to the end. You're looking ahead to the end. "For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." So there's some incredible lessons in that passage about how to handle this time of life.
Right.
And I'm going to start by saying, know who you are. We are more than a job.
Right.
We are more than a failure. We are more than a challenge.
Right.
We are a child of God.
Right.
And so he says, even in the text here, he talks about the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he talks about being holy because he is holy. We are children of God. As obedient children, we're children of God.
Right.
And it doesn't mean we're perfect, and it doesn't mean we can't do better.
Right.
And obviously we can make changes. We can always grow. We can always advance.
Right.
But one of the great truths about being a Christian is I am a child of God.
Right. And allowing Satan to get in your brain or in your heart and say, hey, you just really messed this up and you're not going anywhere and you don't have time to fix it now. Look how old you are.
And your marriage stinks. And
right. No, that is a terrible place to be.
And the enemy will say things like, you deserve better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And so a guy's like, okay, I'm going to find a different wife because I deserve better than this. Mm-hmm. All of those are lies.
Yes.
And they do more damage than good. And it's
absolutely
because we forget who we are.
Right.
We are children of God. We are loved by God. And the wonderful thing about being a Christian, the truth of the Bible is that for those of you that know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are absolutely loved.
Mm.
Nothing will change that. You are forgiven. Mm-hmm. You're complete in Him.
Right.
It's not because you have it all together. Mm-hmm. He just likes you.
Right.
he likes you.
You are His creation.
And He loves you. And He just is for you.
Absolutely.
That's a truth that will never change. Mm-hmm. Know who you are. Start by knowing who you are. He says here, as obedient children, you are a child of God.
Right.
And our God is holy, and He invites us to join Him.
Mm-hmm.
We're important to God. So know who you are. And then let's just talk about know how to handle these problems in life. This midlife crisis is a time when you've got to know how to handle it. We can be practical about it.
Right.
For you men that are listening, the midlife crisis is a time when hormonally your testosterone will begin to decline. Mm-hmm. And what complicates it even more is because the midlife time is a time when a lot of guys get less sleep. We're working longer hours.
Right.
We are busier than we've ever been. Our kids have ball games.
Push yourself more.
We're pushing. We're going. We say yes to all kinds of things. And because we're so busy, we never exercise. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the only exercise we get is walking to our car to get in it and ride an hour to work. And then often in the busyness of this culture, we don't eat right. It's faster and easier to run through a drive-thru and grab something. Mm-hmm. And it's not wrong to do that. Don't misunderstand me. But when we are not eating right, not exercising, not getting adequate sleep, we're complicating this matter even further.
Right. You just physically don't feel well. And if you physically don't feel well, it does impact your spiritual and your mental and emotional outlook.
Yeah, and it'll affect your relations. It'll affect your job performance.
Absolutely.
And then all kinds of things begin spiraling in a steady downward decline.
Right.
And so you men especially, Bethany talked last week primarily to the ladies here as we talked about menopause, eating right and exercising, getting adequate sleep is important for a lady.
Yes.
But men, I will tell you that if you want to maintain a right thinking and a balanced life during the midlife time, you have to eat right.
Right.
Meaning you have to say no to some things and you have to exercise. And that can be, you don't have to join a club, you know, a gym and be there 45 minutes in the morning before you go to work.
No.
Exercise could be, you know, a 25 or 30 minute walk every night after dinner with your wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's great value in walking. It might be, you know, I have a pastor told me the other day that he does push-ups every day, and he does them for how old he is. I think he's 56 or 57. He does 57 push-ups every day, and he just has done that forever. And he said the reason he started doing it is because he knows a guy that's 81, and every day does 81 push-ups.
Oh, my.
And the guy just adds one every year. So if you can do 81, what's one more? It's 82. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And who knows how long this old man will continue to do that. So exercise doesn't have to be. Sometimes I think you guys really struggle with getting exercise because your thinking is, well, you know, I play basketball and there's nowhere to play basketball. Well, fine, but you can walk in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I join the gym. Well, joining the gym takes extra time because you have to drive to the gym.
Yes.
You go in, you do your workout, you have to drive home. But if you make your exercise program at push-ups, sit-ups, go for a walk in your neighborhood,
or
jog. You know, our pastor lives around the corner from us, and we regularly on our morning walk see him running.
Right.
And he doesn't run for hours, but he takes care of himself and he feels better. So this is just a practical side. It may be, practically speaking, a time to make adjustments. Maybe adjustment financially. It may be time to downsize. If the house you're living in is a problem and a pain and a strain and a challenge, you can live in something smaller and cheaper.
Right.
Or maybe it's time to stop buying expensive cars and buy a used, more inexpensive. It'll still get you to where you're going.
Right.
And maintain it and take care of it. It might be time to make an adjustment relationally. If you're at this time of midlife and your marriage has waned, then you need to go back and listen to all of this series on investing in your marriage and get with the program.
Right. We got a podcast for that.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we go out to eat. And we'll be in a restaurant listening to a couple struggling across the way. You know, it's amazing what people do in public. They are rude to each other. We sat in one restaurant on a date some months ago, and there were two people in the restaurant having a huge fight.
Yes.
And the whole restaurant, we listened in.
All of us knew what was going on.
We knew exactly who was upset and why and what had happened. And I was tempted to go over and say, hey, just let you know, there's this podcast I know about called Keeping It Young. And maybe you ought to tune in. But, you know, it's time to work on things. Make adjustments. Yes. It might be that you need to slow down, and it's been years since you've gone on a date every week, and it's time to do it. Or you haven't prayed with your wife much lately. It's time to do it. If your kids are struggling, then go to work on it. A guy wrote me yesterday, and he said, you know, he told me this terrible story. His kids are in a public school, and, you know, I can't discipline them because, you know, they'll go to school, and then I'll get in trouble. And there's just all this. But I appreciated him asking, and I was able to give him some practical advice. What do you do in this situation?
Right.
Well, his kids are still in his house. There's still time. Make some corrections, some communications.
I think sometimes with these things, relationally, we are tired.
Yeah.
We've expended so much of our energy that we have.
That is so true.
We get home and we don't want to work on the marriage relationship and we don't want to work on the kids. And we almost think, well, it's too late to do anything about that. We're just, we're Christians. We're going to stay together anyway. It'll be okay.
Yeah. And it's, it is just interesting how we let things go.
But that's not the best way to do it.
So let's close. We're about out of time. So I gave you some practical advice for the midlife crisis, but here's the biblical advice. The First Peter passage says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." The idea there is you need to be thinking correctly. Yes. Know your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Know your wickednesses. Mm. Know who you are biblically. He says here, we're to be sober, which means we're to have a steady state of mind that leads to right thinking. Mm. The world abounds with temptations, with opportunities.
Right.
The culture we live in is often not on our side, but I'm to be sober.
Right.
And if you're going through this midlife crisis time, it's a time to really wake up, gird up the loins of your mind, wake up and start thinking right. Get really serious about this and take some steps, some actions.
Right.
And then he says very clearly, live a life of holiness. Be obedient to God's word as obedient children, he says. And as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Don't let that word holy scare you. It's a Bible word and it's a wonderful word.
Right.
God is good, loving, gentle, gracious, kind, merciful, long-suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that's his holiness.
Right.
He's holy. So keep an eye on eternal things. Sometimes the older we get, we lose sight of eternity.
Right.
So we've got to focus on that which is eternal, not that which is passing away.
Right. Like the political or cultural world that we're in right now.
Oh, yeah. You've got to work hard to stay focused.
Right.
Stay focused on God's holiness. Pursue the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the challenging seasons of life.
Mm.
Whether it's your monthly cycle,
right,
an illness that one of you are facing in your marriage,
right,
a financial challenge, mm-hmm. or even the things we've talked about here, menopause, midlife crisis,
right,
God's on your side.
Yes,
and this is a time to grow. Mm-hmm. It's a time to advance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to be sweet.
Yes.
It's a time to be loving. And God's on your side, and he wants to walk with you through the challenging seasons of life. And one of the great gifts he gives us to face them is our marriages.
Yes.
So Bethany and I face it together. Mm-hmm. And we walk through life together. We pray together. We go to church together.
Right.
We worship together. We talk about our issues.
Absolutely.
We go on dates. And we stay focused on that which is eternal, that which will last forever. This house is important to us, but it's passing away.
Yes.
Cars they're part of life, but they're passing away. But our marriage relationship, those are eternal. We'll know each other in eternity.
Yes.
We'll know our children in eternity.
I hope you've gotten some healing today. Did you get some balm for the journey? I surely hope so. Well, this concludes the series on challenging seasons of life. Join us tomorrow for Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A episode. This is Michael Barnett, and if you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.